Right, we'll call the meeting to order at 6 o'clock. When GVAC gets here to do their presentation, we'll let them break in and we'll carry on our parks discussion after that. But we probably should be thinking about what are we going to do with the parks? And I'll let you in on the discussion that I had with Van Buren and also with the highway superintendent. So the highway superintendent came to me with a suggestion that he take over the maintenance of the parks, which I thought was a pretty good idea. And because in the summertime, we can utilize their personnel to do the maintenance over there. Any thoughts on that?
Well, it sounds good, and don't take anything I'm saying as being against the idea, but one of the things you do in maintenance is the same old stuff every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But my worry is that it might not get the highest priority. And what the town of Clay experienced, because that's how they run their parks department, the highway department takes care of the maintenance of the parks. And I knew the parks director, and he was always complaining that, my God, you know, the bathrooms didn't get cleaned today, or they got cleaned later than they needed to be, or the grass didn't get mowed. And, you know, as long as we have a conscientious highway department that says this is as high a priority as anything, okay. But yeah, the parks director and that person have to be able to get along real well, so the parks director calls up, geez, a tree just fell down over the path, can you run out here and cut it up? Because that's the stuff that happens in parks. I mean, a tree will fall that afternoon. You've got your maintenance crew normally go out and cut the tree up. Will the highway department be able to respond as quick? So those are the kind of issues that come up. So I'll throw them out for discussion. It means I'm not against it, but those are the things that come up.
And right now we have two full-time summer maintenance people with the parks. And I think, you know, I'm not suggesting that we don't have them just allocated to the parks. I think that if we are going to do that, we still should have an agreement with the highway superintendent that those two people along with that part-time person are in the parks, and that's their job. In the summertime, they're allocated to the parks.
So you're saying that the resources we have today, just move them under the highway?
Yes, for maintenance.
For maintenance, yeah.
Yeah, with the people, the labor people now that are in the parks,
right?
They would stay parks people, you know, not to say that if everything was caught up and they needed a couple extra people on some project for a day that they couldn't go over there, that's the beauty of it. You know, we wouldn't have to hire additional people. But I think that I would want to see those two people stay right there during the summer, and then with the additional part-time person, and that's their job, only they would come under the direction of the highway superintendent.
Yeah, so devil's advocate, the highway superintendent has to presume, he or she, whoever it is, has to know what their job is going to be if it's out of the ordinary. And so, and I don't want the parks director and that person to be at odds, that where the parks director says, look, I'm having there's a picnic today, and we've got to get that pavilion ready for, you know, as long as they can communicate. And I'm just saying that sometimes that communication is not there.
Well, I did have a talk with Mr. Nicoletti up in in Clay, so I do understand how they do it, and you're right, it's just highway people. But I think what we do is just like we do with other contracts with the highway, we have a road maintenance contract. That's a contract with the highway. We could do the same thing with that personnel, so it comes under the highway, but we write a contract with them, an agreement, interdepartmental agreement, that this is how it's going to work out. I mean, that would be...
Yeah, I mean, and I think you'd want to have that agreement somewhat specific, because we talk about maintenance.
Right.
What does it cover?
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden you get a guy, oh, we don't do that.
Yes.
You got to spell it out.
Yes.
So.
Because they're Clay's highway people. They do everything.
Yeah.
I mean, if they need sidewalks put in, which we do need a sidewalk put in, they do that. If they need trees cut down, if they need... like the playgrounds put together, their people come and do it. And the nice thing about that is that when they have downtime, we could throw them in that park. You throw half a dozen guys additional in that park, we could get a lot of maintenance done in a hurry, paint a building in a day, that kind of thing. So I don't think we need to make a decision today, but I think it's something we need to do soon. Additionally, I've been getting a lot of calls, and actually just been feeling all of them regarding the rental area of the fields. Why don't you know more about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so as you know, we were trying to sign up, and we did sign up the football to a 5-year agreement, right? It was brought to my attention they never signed the contract because of all the grammar and the language in that contract that was proposed to them. So I gave Tony the contract, and he rewrote it, took out all the grammar issues that they had, cleaned it up, and they'll be...
I think we should clarify, Tony didn't write the first one.
No, Tony didn't write the first one. Someone else wrote the first one, and it wasn't me either. But so they're going to be signing that shortly. So as Bob mentioned, a lot of people are interested in green space. I don't know what was in the water, but they wanted green space. So been working on BISA, too, for a 10-year deal. And then BYL came to me as well, too, and wants some green space. So I'm going to have a meeting with all of them to accommodate them. I have a nice little spreadsheet as far as what days they want, the months, the times. So that way we're all on the same page, and we might have to shuffle some dates and times around from other organizations to accommodate some other organizations, such as, you know, football might have to change the dates to allow BISA or BYL. Also bringing a lot of interest in club teams. Right now, with COVID, no one's going to be practicing at the schools, it looks like. So. Some club teams, lacrosse teams, very interested. They used us last year. They want to use some green space. So once we get this all situated by next Friday with BISA, a BYL, and football, then we can go ahead and start looking at other aspects of other club teams as far as utilizing the green space that we have available.
So what have they been doing up until this point? They're all interested. So what's been the...
Schools shut down last year.
Schools, okay.
Yeah. BISA's looking for a home now because they used to go be at McNamara. So, you know, they want to have a nice, me and Tony have been working on them for a while now. I've been talking with them periodically, you know, each month as far as, you know, what's allowed, what's not allowed, contract, all the language in the contract. Send that over to Tony Review. And then BYL, another thing too, is schools, right? No one's going to be able to practice at schools. They may not even have school sports. So next thing is green space at a town park.
Yikes.
And they want to have a home, too. So they just don't want to come here and then leave. They want to stay as well, too. So that, which is good, because then we'll have people utilizing the park more.
Wow.
And then along with that, mentioned, you know, it goes that house at that property that tear down goes along with, you know, Bob's discussion with Parks and Recs, right? What we're going to do about that. You know, we can have that discussion later as far as, you know, when we're going to tear that down when money comes in. Talk with Al, we have that grant. Grant was to purchase the house.
The money is the reimbursement for the house, the purchase of the property.
Yeah.
we're really just waiting for a contract at this point from DASNY. Grant disbursement contract, once they provide us that contract, we can pass a resolution authorizing Bob to sign it. And you know, then it's just a matter of Dave submitting the reimbursement paperwork for the purchase.
And there's not, so we already purchased the house, they're giving us the grant to purchase it. So there's not going to be any criteria on that grant to what we use for it afterwards, because they're giving us for the purchase of the house, which we already did.
Yes.
So we'll be able to tear that place.
I mean, it is restricted in we didn't use the little parkland money for the purchase. That was just general fund money. So it goes back into the general fund, and then the board would have to
allocate it towards
budget transfer to tear down.
Now, do we have a final number on...
So the initial asbestos abatement number that I got was 21.5. Which is probably more than what it'll cost to actually take the house down after the asbestos abatement is done. I shopped around to a couple other companies right before the new year on getting me quotes for that asbestos abatement. I think part of it's the holidays, part of it's COVID, but I just haven't been able to circle the wagons with them to get them to walk through the property and give me a number on the asbestos containing materials that needs to be removed. The 21.5 number, I have a feeling, is high. I think we can do better than that just because of the materials that are involved. And then demo of the actual house itself, 15 to 20,000 max is my estimate on actually, you know, taking that thing down and putting it into roll offs and taking it away.
How much money do we have in Willow Park funds as of now?
$6,000 or $7,000.
I was gonna say $7,000 comes to mind, but I'm not the, you know,
But it'll cover taking down the house, and we can start leveling
the grant. Well, yes, the grant will cover the demolition of the house.
Yeah.
Maybe some equipment rental if we wanted to have the town guys strip the existing topsoil that's there and push off the fill back into place, so that we'd be in a position to start doing the drainage work that'll be required for the final grading of the field.
And how much was the reimbursement? How much?
$50,000.
So we're going to come out a little bit ahead then.
Well, that's why I said we could rent some equipment and hopefully the highway guys strip the topsoil that's there and push the fill around.
And the reason for the long-term agreements, five, 10 years, is so that way they run themselves after a while, right? We all come up with a date and time. They all know each year this is going to be my date and time. That way they can prepare for practice and for games.
Okay, so not to monkey wrench it, but Tony, I'm just going to try to remind you, with parkland alienation, you can't lease out park property for longer than 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
So these agreements would fall under that, correct me if I'm wrong, where you can only do them up to 5 years unless you get state authorization, because it falls into a parkland alienation protocol.
Yeah, 5 years it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd want to do it because we might want to modify
the fees.
Long
term, you know, 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years is
reasonable.
I think that's okay.
I mean, and the only other thing you could do is one-year licenses instead of a long-term lease, so you can go.
Yeah, once the 5 years is up, you can revert to that and say, okay, we can't lease it to you again, but we'll lease it, license it to you for a year.
All right.
And you renew it every year.
Oh, once you go past that 5 year, you can't re-up it for 5?
Yeah, you can do every
you can't do it for 10 years.
Right.
You can re-up it for five.
I got it. So you could, if 5 was too long, we could do it for 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Okay.
But I would hope we would have something even up in the 5 year agreement where we can back out of it.
Absolutely. And they can as well too, because it's all for the kids, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it may be something that comes up that, we really want to do something else with that parkland.
Any contract that we have with anybody, other than, Verizon supplying it, we should have a way out.
Yeah.
We always have to have a right to terminate it.
And like Jeff said, the nice thing about the 5 year one, if it works for both parties, then they run themselves after they get going. And then if they work out well for both parties, then we just... Yeah, it's...
There's a huge demand for, and I know because of my kids and my grandchildren, huge demand for fields and things like that. In both soccer, lacrosse.
Yeah.
Lacrosse is bigger now than it was before. Soccer, I know the kids in Skinny Hills, for example, can't practice on a field, so they have to find some place to practice. Even the kids playing lacrosse can't go on the field to use the goals. They have to go someplace else.
So... Another thing too is with these club teams. I don't know if you guys are familiar with club teams, but their club teams are like sports organizations for soccer, let's say. I don't want to say any names, but where the individual has to pay to play, right? They make a profit. They're for profit. So I put a couple feelers out there where I looked on the site. We were charging out $15 an hour for field space. There's no reason why not to charge these club teams a lot more because they're not BO residents, right?
They're for profit. Yeah.
So my suggestion was at least minimum $50 an hour, right? And I threw that out to one of the club teams that contacted me. They're like, that's no problem.
Yeah.
like $50, that's it.
It's cheap for what?
It's cheap.
Yeah.
Normally, you know, normally it's about $150 an hour for indoor space, but, you know, this is outdoor space, so it is what it is, so.
Well, normally a parks director would be doing the work of your time.
Right. That's why we want to get thinking about, okay, what are we going to do with that, and how are we going to do that again, and what are we going to look for in a parks director? If we can take, because Tony, I was asking Tony to do a lot of the maintenance on the park, and if we shifted it over to having the highway take the bulk of that, at least the maintenance area part of it, that with dedicated maintenance people for the day-to-day stuff, cleaning up, like what they're doing now, only with the bigger stuff, that we can send over a half a dozen guys and with the addition to the parks people and knock something out in a hurry. Then we can, if we can agree on that, then we look at, okay, what do we want to do with a parks director? Now, I did talk to Supervisor Sykes about the their parks department running our programs over here. So that's something else that you might want to think about, because when we looked at it, Jeff and I looked at it, there were 8 programs that we ran. Now, we could run more, but 8 programs, and we were spending a lot of money to run 8 programs. I think that we can do better than that. So how do you want to approach it with Van Buren? Do you want to us get together, say, okay, we're going to come up with these programs and then see what they would want to charge us to run them? Or do you want to, you know, what do you want to do? You know, how would you like to do that?
So I guess what was the conversation like when you talked to the Todd Sykes originally about this? How did the...
What I really said to him, I said, look, we have things in Lysander, in our park, that you don't have, and you have things that we don't have. The easiest thing, they have a pool, we have a spray park. Okay, but we have, like, when we get the fields, they don't have a lot of fields. Well, why do we compete against Van Buren? I said to him, we should be doing things that complement each other. So, and he liked that idea. And I said, you're running programs. Why can't we, you know, do a collaborative thing with that? And he was in agreement with it. He just said, really, come up with a proposal and then we'll look at it. But I think that he was, you know, receptive to that.
So Kathy Perkins is retiring or retired?
Yes.
Did they hire a new park
director? I can't remember her name, but the assistant to Kathy Perkins already took the test and they're going to move her into her position.
Okay. So they have a parks director?
Yeah.
We do not?
Correct.
Our highway superintendent, you want our parks
maintenance.
But the people we have working for parks, you want their direct supervisor to be our highway superintendent? Is that what you're saying?
I think that we got to work that out.
Well, right.
But
that's the discussion we're
having.
Okay.
Yeah, so would he work? Would they work for the highway superintendent? Yes, but pretty much the stuff they do on a day, where we have a, like with Mary Lathrop. Mary Lathrop gets paid 2 hours a day to supervise certain things there. So I think we'd have to tweak it a little bit, but I don't see really where he would have to supervise them that much. They just continue to do what they're doing. But when they do need help or when bigger things come, then they contact the highway superintendent who could get them the help. And it's already in.
But everybody needs a direct superiors. I mean,
yes,
to answer
they would,
to.
Well, they would
so
have to
answer.
So
what you're saying is they would answer to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, not everybody, I suppose. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean? They need, they're,
now,
you know,
whoever,
they need a boss of some sort
yes.
to go take a look at the park,
yes.
too, and make sure the job's
yes.
getting done.
Yes.
And that would, in this
yes.
envision, in this discussion, that
yeah.
would be the highway superintendent.
Yeah. Along
right.
with Jeff, along with me. And anybody
with the
here
parks well yeah
I mean
the,
but everybody else has a job, so
okay.
there were you know, I would plug us in somewhere to make sure that mm-hmm. we're getting what we want,
right?
You know,
and so then the second piece to this that we're discussing is, so then we have a certain amount of programming
yep.
we want
yep.
to take place, and then we sit down and have a discussion with Town of Van Buren and their parks director.
Yeah.
And say, all right, which programs would work better over here on this side of the river? Which programs would work better on this side of the river? How can we make this all work? And we put that in the hands of the Van Buren Parks Director.
Only like a contract employee. Okay. I mean, we could do it a couple of ways, but we could.
But
do
essentially,
it.
That's the general idea. We don't have to. We don't have to hammer out the details now.
Right.
Try to get the umbrella of what you're thinking.
I mean, we
thinking.
Could do it in a number of ways, but essentially, we have. They have a Parks Director. They have programming, and they run a lot of programs. And okay, why maybe we just utilize their programming director? And then if we get more into a facility that doesn't require a lot of personnel, maybe we're looking like the fields and things. So that doesn't require personnel. What does it require? It requires maintenance. It requires cleanup and things like that. Mm-hmm. I think that we could allocate a lot of the money that was going to. I think we could save some money on benefits and salaries, and we could put it into the park. That's what I think we can do. I think we could save a significant amount of money and put it towards facilities in the park. You know, when we want to tear down a house, or we want to add a field, or we want to put an extra playground in. I'll tell you one thing that I'm looking at right now is I called he's the director of parks for Dublin, Ohio. Well, they have 50,000 people. They have 60 parks. You'd like that job, huh? 60 parks, and they have outdoor gym equipment. This gym equipment, where I first saw it, they have it in New York City. Did you ever have it? Was it there in New York? Okay, they have it. It's outdoor gym equipment. They have it in New York City and Boston. That's where I saw it, where my daughter was. And you go in and you can get a full workout. I mean, this stuff is just like being in the gym, only it's outdoors. And I asked him, I said, one of the things that I was wondering about, and he's got every one of the brands that I was looking at, he has somewhere in Dublin. And I said, well, what's the maintenance on those? He said, well, they're about 15, 20 years old, and we're just starting to do some things now, like recovering the top. So they're the benches, but so they're almost terrible. Indestructible. But I think that would be something nice for, I mean, especially now with COVID.
So let me throw an idea out. And I'm putting my parks hat back on. If I was going to consider creating something in partnership or whatever with Van Buren, and I would also keep in the back of my mind, we've got a village in Baldwinsville that's got quote recreation resources like the island and the theater, the amphitheater. What I would say is, why don't we create a parks director for Baldwinsville, meaning the town of Lysander, Van Buren? You can, you know, as we succeed, meaning this person runs. Oh, it's similar to the way Onondaga County Parks ran. So you had a parks director that was Mayor Parks Commissioner, and then you had Bob Ellis running Onondaga Lake Park, but he also ran Hopkins Road Park. He also ran the stadium. So, you know, you had one person that was in charge of all of those properties. And instead of contracting with Van Buren, create a sense of ownership that we're hiring. You forget what they've done with Kathy Perkins' assistant hiring him. That could be undone, or that could be incorporated into this idea. Don't let that wag this idea that I'm throwing out, where you've got a person that both communities pay for in some fashion, and that person is responsible for the park program and parks in the community, both Van Buren. So they say to themselves, let's say I'm that director. I got a spray park, I got a pool, I got fields, I got this, I got that. How am I going to organize it all together and present it to this Baldwinsville community? That's how I would approach it.
I agree with you. That's what I envision. And we already do that now with Teresa Gold.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we do.
Exactly.
And we're actually, we had conversations about, and by the way, I got some nice resumes for the comptroller. I mean, on paper, these people look phenomenal.
Good.
But, I mean, we're talking about doing that with our comptroller. Why couldn't we do it with parks? So I think, that's all open for discussion. Now, if you want to get involved with, you and Jeff want to take that over, I'm good with that. If you want to the two of you want to take that over and hash something out,
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
This is an idea that, the good news is it was, the idea came up during John Salisbury's administration. It didn't go too far with Van Buren because they had, I'm not picking on Kathy Perkins, but she was a union employee.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like there
right.
was going to be anything to be able to accommodate her working in this setting. Well, she's gone. Tony's gone. We've got pretty much an open slate.
Now's the time to do it.
And the absolute imperative thing is to work with Onondaga County and to find a title, whatever it may be. Director of Recreation, Recreation, this title, right? And they do not belong. They're appointed positions.
Yeah.
They're as important as a Teresa Golden or that kind of a position.
Yeah. And we could still, there could still be a cost savings for everybody.
Absolutely.
Because now we're all sharing
so
it.
So,
yeah,
you might have that one
yeah.
person, and you still have that deputy
yeah.
that now you've got two people running
right.
a park system
right.
as opposed to a park.
Yeah.
And does the village have a park?
No, they do not. And that's why I said in the back of my mind, I would have, yes, they have beautiful parks.
Yeah.
The one on the river, Mercer
yeah.
Park.
Mercer Park.
It's beautiful.
Well, you got Lions Park,
and
too.
And Lions Park.
Yeah.
So,
and then have them contribute as well, too, right?
Exactly. And so I would
take
it one step.
Experience here, Bob.
A little bit. But take them one step at a time. But as long as people like Claude and his board and we're open to this, it should be no reason why we couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know if Claude brought it to his board, but certainly
right.
we had the conversation right. and he was receptive to it.
You might want to have that conversation again sooner rather than later before something happens.
Well, that's why I bring it before, because I don't think Kathy is retiring before like April or May. So now we want to get on. So do you and Jeff want to jump on that?
I'm perfectly happy to do that.
All right. And so what I'll do, you guys work it out and just let me know
yeah.
how it works out. Now, you know, what I'd like to see personally, I want to make sure that this isn't costing us more money.
Right.
You know, sometimes you get bigger government and it costs you more money. I would like to work, whatever we work out, I would like to see us work it out within the confines of the budget that we already have.
I can tell you, just, and maybe I'm going too far, because you're not going to hire me, so it doesn't matter. You told me to do this job, I would want me and a deputy or an assistant, and I'd run the park system for you. So we've already salary saved one parks director. Van Buren is paying a parks director, and we have been. You already
mm-hmm.
saved that, and you keep the deputy position that's already being paid for by Van Buren. You've saved a whole $50,000 or $60,000 right off the bat. Two people could run this park system.
Well, if I was Claude and you want to use my person that I'm paying for, we'd have to.
Oh yeah, we pay.
Yeah, we'd have to.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, the two.
Well,
you're signing
the contract,
two.
Though.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
yeah.
Just
three
like,
people would pay for that one.
Well, let's put it. Let's
just
put
like
it this way. I think we could probably find two people to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
For about what we were already paying anyway. We were with salaries and benefits, we were paying $116,000. If we're sharing it with Van Buren, I guarantee you we're going to save some money, and so are they.
And the village.
And, yeah, if we can get the village on board. So.
And they come on board at a certain
hey,
point.
I'm good with you guys taking
yeah,
it over.
I'm
anybody else have
yeah.
a problem? No, if you want to.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it without Bob's help.
Huh? That's right. No, but no. I mean, I'm in total agreement. That's what I think, because we are small enough. We are a small enough community where to add these other parks in, I think that all of us could contribute to. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, it may not be the perfect example, but we're already doing it with Canton Woods.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, we've
right.
got one director there running
yeah.
a program that's
yeah.
open and available to all.
So this is what I will do. I will call Claude, and then. Make sure everything's a go, and then I will tell them that you and Jeff are going to be spearheading this, and then after that I'll let you know, and then I'll leave it up to him if he wants to turn it over to somebody or what he wants to do.
You had a question?
Just a couple things to,
yeah.
to add to the discussion that what you made you guys are, make sure you're cognizant of. Park attendance. So Tony did all the scheduling for the part-time park attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Would that fall under Jerry, or would that fall under whoever this?
No, that would be the parks director. Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing to be cognizant of is revenue. There were some programs that Tony did that actually did bring back some money to the town.
Well, most of the programs he did were paid for themselves.
Well, they paid for themselves. Some of them even made a profit. That
yeah.
went back
we
to
had
the
all
town.
Those numbers. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
we got
but
those.
But what I was saying is how we how that money is reallocated with this this
well
in this partnership.
The money that we were making, certainly, even if we were to give that up, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, because you got a little bit better handle on it, but when we looked at it, the money that they were making would more than be offset by the money that we'll save if this thing is done right.
I'm just saying that whatever we do for an agreement with Van Buren, just to cover that in the agreement.
We'll take care of it. But
I mean, the other thing is, as of right now, people are looking to rent pavilions and
Jeff's been on it. Yeah.
Okay,
that's why I want to get going on it, because I've been taking the calls and
that's all. Yeah. I know that's a high priority for family reunions that annually rent pavilions.
And we're talking about programming here, so renting pavilions and things, I don't think we should put that. That's a separate issue.
Why would you make this up?
If they rent our pavilions, then we should get it.
We have to figure out how we divvy up the revenues.
That was the only thing I had to discuss to get that stuff.
You could do shared revenue too, like the father daughter dance, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
At a bigger place, bigger facility now.
And all that those are in the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that would have to be hammered out.
I think that if we do it right, we're going to make out no matter what we do. Right. So, okay. Sounds good. And I'll give him a call, and I'll let you know, and then I'll tell you who to contact.
Yep.
So, I don't know who set up GBAC. Anybody know?
Yeah, Judge.
Put it?
Brian called me and asked me to put it on.
For six?
Mm-hmm. He can't speak on behalf of GBAC, though.
He's
not speaking.
Yeah, I think he has somebody else.
You think he thought 7 o'clock?
No.
No? Huh. You got his number?
Yeah, I'll call.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what else? I thought he was going to come, so I really didn't have, and that was going to be 40 minutes. Anybody have anything else?
The comptroller, I know you said you received good resignation.
So, if this is okay with the board, Dave and I are proposing is that we'll take a look at the resumes. We'll look at it together, but I'm really relying on Dave, and then we'll come up with maybe 4 or 5 candidates we think are good. Then we'll bring it in and see who we want to interview and go from there. But that's another thing that we were talking with Van Buren about is sharing the comptroller. Because I think we're going to, not I think, I know we're going to have to pay substantially more than we are now, unless we could find somebody that's willing to work part-time. And from the look of the resumes that I'm getting, I don't think that they're going to be interested in part-time. It looks like they're looking to come over full-time, because we put full-time, part-time, and went from there. We had one applicant sent me an email and said, well, I'm interested in part-time if I can do it at nights and weekends. And I said, no, it's a Monday through Friday job. So we'll see where it's at.
Well, the interesting thing, Dave showed us that it can be a part-time position in a way.
But how do you find someone that's...
I don't think what's going through my head... I say this carefully, but if the slate is clean, we were between Van Buren and Lysander, we were going to hire a shared comptroller. We could probably find someone at a higher rate than either of those positions are currently being paid for. That would take care of the accounting needs for both.
That's what we're thinking. Yeah.
3 days on, 2 days.
Yeah, because
whatever it is.
Yeah, their comptroller right now is working 2 days a week. Ours is working 3, so that's 5 days a week.
That's how I would look at it. Now,
that's what we were talking about.
This community will start looking at it as like, what are you guys doing? But it makes sense from a management standpoint to do that. And again, Teresa Golden, I think, was, you know, she. That's a perfect example of how this works.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, yeah, no doubt. But so that we're looking at that, and not only that, the governor has mandated that we have to come up with shared services. So this is, we already have Teresa. Then if we get a comptroller, if we do the parks, I mean, I think we're doing a lot of things.
We've done our share.
Yeah, we're doing our share, yeah.
Now, does Dave have any opinions one way or the other regarding Van Buren?
No.
Okay.
No, it's, I mean, if we could find somebody that was willing to work part-time and they were a great candidate, okay.
So what are you saying, that we would hire someone part-time?
No, we would share. If we hire a full-time person, right. It's a share, like Teresa.
Right, but
we'd share.
Van Buren already has one.
He's going to be leaving.
Oh, Greg is leaving?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So the slate is clean.
So,
yeah.
So when is Greg planning on leaving?
Well, he's going to be leaving by the end of the year, but they have funding from, like, June on. So if we hired someone by, say we hired someone in the next 2 or 3 months, we might have to pay a salary. And there's money for a supervisor's bookkeeper in there of $13,000, so we can reallocate that money over to cover, hopefully to cover the cost for the 2 months.
Well, it sounds like we're on all the same page here. I mean, just to have that discussion.
Because it's, I was talking to, when I went to the last supervisors meeting and we were talking about comptrollers, and they said, it's hard to find someone. And you're gonna, and they're all going, you're gonna be paying a lot more. I go, okay, great,
okay,
good
maybe,
news.
Maybe we pay a lot more, but will we share it with
yeah,
the insurance? So
right,
it's not,
right.
It's not like the
and,
is entirely on our shoulders.
And they were talking about other towns that have police departments. Let me tell you something. You have a police department, there's a lot of moving parts of that. So we don't have a police department. We don't have that issue. And
so with the comptroller then, the resumes that we're getting, do we want to include Van Buren in everything right now, or?
I think it would be a good
yeah.
idea for all of
yeah,
these
Yeah, we
discussions.
Had that conversation. I know.
Yeah.
All
I
of
mean, I'm just thinking that if
we'll
we're, there's no point in going through
I
these resumes right
that
now.
Day. So I don't know
I
what
I
want to
bring Van Buren in right now into the table so they're
Who
looking at everything
though?
With us that they're interested in moving forward now that
Again,
we found a candidate and they dislike
oh,
the candidate.
No, I pushed it out to the fourth.
Yeah,
because
these discussions should happen sooner rather than later.
Right.
Of course.
So just tell him he's on for the fourth. It was a misunderstanding.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I, yeah, we did, because we had the other one. Yep.
Okay.
I thought they changed it. Okay.
So, Bob, what I was saying is that should Van Buren be included now in the resumes that we're looking at for comptroller? So, you know, they're having the ability to see what's out there and if they like, so they can interview the same people that we are, so maybe they...
Well, if we interview somebody, I don't think we need 10 people looking at the resumes. So I think what we should do is whittle the resumes down, and yes, I agree with you. If we are going to hire somebody and it's going to be a full-time person, they will certainly be involved. Yes. But the reason I don't think that we need... you know, them involved. Greg Maxwell and Dave talk all the time, so they're on the same sheet of music with it. But I will give a Claude to let them know, in fact, I was going to anyway, let them know that we got about, almost a dozen resumes, and they look pretty good. I mean, if they want to take a look at them too, I mean, they're welcome to, but I think they are letting us do it because they're actually not ready now. So if we get to the point where we definitely know that we're going to have to hire somebody full time, then we bring them on board, and before we interview any of them, they'll be part of the process.
But they're not yet aware of the idea of
no, they
of,
are.
Of
oh no,
sharing.
No, we've had those discussions.
Okay,
oh no, they're on
oh,
board
good.
With that.
Oh
yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we had a meeting with Greg Maxwell, Dave, Claude, and me.
Okay,
and
good.
Yeah, everybody was on board with that.
Yeah,
it, because I wanted to discuss with them, could this work? And we
right,
worked it out,
right.
And we everybody was agreed. Yeah, it could work
good.
If we find the right person.
I'm wondering, do you have any idea if their board is aware of this at all, or if
no?
Okay.
No idea, or no, they're not.
I have no idea if they are, but in speaking with Claude, and I'm not speaking for him, but I got the impression from our discussion with him and Greg Maxwell that that would be something that they'd probably be on board with, because we're already doing it. We're already doing it with our assessor.
Right. Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And the timing is perfect for both parks and Comptroller.
Right.
It really is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be a home run, really. If we could fill those two spots, work something out with parks, something out with a Comptroller, that's good for everybody.
So what's the next step for the Comptroller position? Are we still looking at waiting for more resumes? Are we...
I have to look at, I think Dave gave it till the end of the month for resumes, so at the end of the month, we'll shut it down, we'll take a look at the resumes, but I can tell you, there were, on paper, these people were definitely qualified.
So, for your world, when does Dave leave?
April? He's talking April, but that's iffy. I mean, if we really need him... I had talked to him about hanging on a little longer. I don't think he'd hang on for 5 years, but I don't think he'd leave us in a lurch either. So, and the reason he's not here, he's out sick tonight. So, got anything else?
I do. So obviously we were supposed to have Watson here this evening. They had a family medical emergency and canceled. I sent out an email to everybody this afternoon and never heard back from anybody. I want to get back to left tomorrow. They would like to come in on the 4th. We have two options. We could have them do their presentation at 6 during our work session. They're also scheduled to present to the Village of Baldwinsville board at 7:30 on the 4th. So we could allow them, because they want to do it virtually, they don't want to come in because of the COVID issues. So we could allow them to present virtually to us and the village board at the same time. Any preference? Do we want to have it individually with just us and them at 6, or do we want to participate? The village definitely has larger concerns than us with this proposal for sewer consolidation, just because a significant portion of their budget is funded through sewer fees that they would lose. So they will probably ask some questions that are probably don't apply. They don't apply to the town of Lysander situation.
I would have them come in at 6.
GBAC will be here. Scott rescheduled GBAC though to 6.
Yeah. So before we can have them come in, but. I did have, and what Dina was showing me, there was some miscommunication somewhere along the line, because they were going to come in tonight, and I actually asked them to come in on GVAC to come in on the 4th, and somehow it got messed up where we thought they were coming in tonight somehow, and now they plan on coming in the 4th, so what we can do is we can have them ask them what time they want to do it.
And they do want to do it at 6.
At 6?
Mm-hmm.
And how long did they say it was going to take?
40 minutes.
40 minutes? That would leave us 50 minutes.
That would leave us 20.
I'll say this. Webb said they spent a little over an hour with him here.
Well, not to be rude to GBAC, because I think their questions are legitimate. I definitely want to hear from them, but would it hurt them a lot to wait another 2 weeks? And let Webb come in on the 4th at 6?
Well, I'll call him.
Because it's just if we're sitting there with Van Buren, and it's on Zoom, we're not going to get a lot of questions. And not that I have a million, but it would be nice to just hear them.
I would say the village questions are going to be much... I anticipate the village questions will be significantly different than...
Plus,
you don't want to cut yourself short.
Exactly.
You know, you got to hurry up and answer because we've got another hearing.
Yeah, I will call. I think that, we do have them.
Sorry.
I was just going to mention the GBAC, we could potentially have them during the town board meeting, though, couldn't we? Give their presentation and talk.
That's not an option, though.
It's not?
Sorry.
All right, let me make a call.
Okay, yeah, just get back.
I'll make a call.
Get back to me on what we want to do.
I'll call them tonight.
So I can follow up.
Yeah, no, I'll touch base with him tonight.
Call Judge Bryant tonight.
Yeah.
So, well, you think WEP is gonna be 40 minutes? That we, about?
That's how long their presentation is.
And then the question and answer.
And like I said, with being here with questions and stuff afterwards, they were hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes.
And there's a lot of stuff we'd want to, you know, we might ask.
We want to make, yeah, we want to make sure we know. So,
I mean, that's.
Has the board seen the draft lease yet, or?
Have you seen it?
I think so, I think I have it. Actually,
you know, that's been around for a while. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I believe it's been around for a while. I thought I sent it to him.
If anybody doesn't have it,
yeah,
I'll
make
forward
it.
You the most recent.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Let's
see.
Is that it?
No, that's okra.
So what I was going to say is there a possibility, if this is a 40 minutes to an hour after we ask questions, could we have a 5:30 work session, start our work session a half hour earlier, have them in from 5:30 to 6:30, have GBAC in at 6:30, and get it all done. It adds a half hour to our evening, but it gets, but it accommodates GBAC, it accommodates...
Yeah, let me call Judge Bryant tonight,
you know,
see what
so
he has to say.
So we take an extra half hour.
I don't care. You know, I'm here anyway. I'm here from, we can do it from 9 on, you know. I'm here all
well,
day.
Well, it's an option then to think about.
Yeah,
it, so.
Yeah. I mean, if sorry with everybody else, I'm here anyway. I don't have a problem. What's that?
It's fine with me, 5:30.
All right, let me talk with the judge and see what they want to do.
Okay.
You know, because I did schedule them for the 4th, so.
Oh, this is
Yep.
The agreement for the use of oak for solid waste management?
No, that's different. This is sewer consolidation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, can't you take the one that we have bound?
Yep.
Can you just...
I have it. I can make more bound copies if you want paper copies, or I can email it to everybody electronically, whichever you prefer.
Well,
the bound would be better.
I'll
have Nancy run
it's
the...
It's long. I don't think you want to read it online.
Okay. I'll have Nancy make 4 more copies of the bound. And bind them.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
I'll put them in your mailboxes.
Okay.
Try to grab them before, or I can drop them in the mail to you, whichever is easier. Just make sure that you have to look it over before our meeting.
Can I have one too, Al?
Sure thing.
Thank you.
I'll swing in and pick
it's
mine.
A draft.
Save the postage.
That's okay. I should probably have it though.
I have one other thing today. I got a call from Maria Garcia, who is the New York State office, or Department of State, today about the local waterfront redevelopment grant. So they're starting to process those grant disbursement agreements again. Initially, Steve was gonna be the lead on this, Steve D'Arcangelo, the village engineer. The village doesn't have Steve anymore. I'll probably take the lead and work with SACWA on getting this processed and starting that process to paperwork process to get the grant disbursement agreement signed. And that was a $120,000 grant awarded to both the town and the village.
Oh, get out of the way.
But they might not understand what that grant was for. Because that.
Village?
No, us. Everybody.
Oh.
Because I was under, you know, when we first discussed it, I thought it was for something different, so why don't you explain, just refresh their memory on what it was about.
Grant. It's a grant to identify a long-term or a long-range plan for the waterfront property of the town.
So it's just for planning, it's not for
planning.
Any infrastructure.
It's not
right.
Not
I wasn't sure if everybody knew it, because,
oh, yes,
okay.
So what do we do, when we get that, we hire somebody, or what do we do with the money?
Yes, we would be looking at consultants to do a lot of that work with in-kind services from myself, well, supposed to be myself and Steve, but whoever the village puts in that position, whether they hire a consultant or hire a full-time engineer, I don't know if they're...
It was 25% in-kind services, right?
30, I think.
30? Okay.
Yeah, I think it was 30 on that one.
So how do we... What's the protocol for picking the
right? No, it's 25% in-kind services, 30% MWBE requirement for the fund expenditures.
So as far as hiring the right company, who is a shared decision?
I'm going to work with SACWA because I know they've done several of these for other municipalities. municipalities in the county. Syracuse, Onondaga County Planning Agency. So I'll reach out to Megan Costa and we'll come up with a plan of action on what our next steps are going to be as far as developing a work plan and schedule the RFP.
Yeah, but as far as, I mean, are we going to RFP?
Yes, it would be our RFQ because it would be professional services with request for qualifications.
Yeah, because I know there are companies out there that do this, but I just don't want to hire someone that's just going to cookie cutter.
Environmental Design Research, EDR, in the city does a lot of these. They have Joanne Stewart, who's one of their planners on staff, that this is kind of her specialty. I would definitely want to get an RFQ out to them. There's some other firms that do this stuff. CHA has a planning department that can help us out with this. And there's several consulting firms in the area locally that have experience.
And Al, when we discussed this before, the 25% match, your hours were billable towards that, right?
Correct.
Wasn't that how it worked out?
Yep, okay. Good. So that's, we're going to get that ball rolling.
Good.
And it's just us in the village?
It's just the Van Buren did not participate.
Okay. All right. Want to bring them up to speed on that project?
Oh, yeah. The sewer manhole repair on Willow Parkway went off without a hitch. Great project. And we didn't put any sewage in anybody's basements. Everything went about as smooth as it possibly could for a sanitary sewer repair on a sewer with that kind of flow. I got a product demonstration from a company that puts a three-part manhole liner system in for free, just because they're trying to expand into the this region. Pretty cool system. Puts a 10-mil layer of polyethylene spray-on polyethylene liner, a 40-mil layer of closed-cell high-density foam, with another 10-mil layer of polyethylene liner on the inside of that. So the total liner thickness is about a half an inch thick. It's pretty amazing stuff. We were able to put full flow back into that manhole within 2 hours. And it's a drop with 250 horsepower pumps behind it. And this stuff is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing product. So that was about an $1,800 savings out of the budget because we got a product demonstration for nothing. So.
You know, it's not every day you get excited about sewers.
It's pretty. It was.
I'm with him on this one.
I mean, he showed me.
No, I mean really, but he showed it to me, and
like
yeah, it was pretty.
When when everything goes in the right direction, it's a good thing.
But I mean, he showed me, Al showed me the product and what it looks like on the liner, and it was impressive stuff when it comes out to.
It's flexible so that frost heave isn't going to affect it. It's a very nice product.
Well, you got me hooked. So how did they get it in there? Is it sprayed on?
It's sprayed on. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's spray on. The actual cure time is 90 seconds to non-tacky, for put flow back to it, it's 2 hours to cure enough to put flow back to it, but it's a...
So you don't want to be in the way of the spray gun, is what you're saying.
So I'll tell you what, with that guy down in the hole, man, I would not want to be that guy. I mean, they're full respirator with their air hood and everything else, but... I mean, he comes out of there. I'll show you guys a picture of what the inside of the manhole looked like when it was done.
And he has a piece. Do you still have it in your office?
Yeah, I do.
If you're interested in seeing it, he's got a small piece in his office.
Sample. And it just adheres to damp concrete?
They pressure wash the whole inside of the manhole.
Okay.
They had 200,000 BTU heater that they put down in the manhole and dried the manhole out. Any spots after they had the dryer in there for about a half an hour that they still saw moisture, they coated with hydraulic cement to keep moisture from still coming in. And they start spraying, but
Al, you had to be in your glory watching this happen.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. It was a very interesting product.
Yeah, I came back. He goes, "Oh, I got stuff on your floor." I said, "Don't worry about it. I get it." And I was in there mopping for a little bit.
That's cool.
Very good.
Wow. And you save money. That's pretty cool, yeah. Too. You got a brand new, awesome technology that saves money.
So
that's great.
So previously, all the in-home coatings were just a single layer epoxy paint, essentially. Like what you'd put on your garage floor, essentially, as a save material. Which is brittle. I mean, in applications of manholes, because of freeze thaw, manholes move. And once that the epoxy paint cracks, it's not doing anything to stop the inflow and infiltration from groundwater, and it's not doing anything for you. This product comes with a 10-year warranty, and they have less than a 1% repair rate on these, and they, on average, do about 3,000 manholes a year. This company does.
Do they do horizontal pipe too?
They do have a product, but it is not approved for culverts. There's a better product for horizontal sewer pipe than this. But they do have a product, they use essentially the same product for corrugated steel pipe as well, for storm culverts, but it's not currently DOT approved in New York State. Approved in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Virginia, just not New York.
So Al, this product prevents moisture from either direction inside the manhole or from outside getting into,
right.
like
yes.
Groundwater stops it from coming in.
Yep. Or
it's not getting through that stuff.
No,
I mean that.
And it's not bubbling it out, right?
No, that's why any spots where there's still moisture after they put that 200,000 BTU meter in there, they coat that whole section of the manhole with hydraulic cement.
And if you see this stuff, you'll see that it's not getting into that.
It's
pretty hard.
Yeah, it's an impressive product.
It's cool.
It's really flexible cool. Hard. I mean,
That's cool.
Very good.
How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Gonna be a short one tonight. We've had some cancellations, so yeah, I thought you'd be disappointed.
Busy week.
You know what? I neglected to call them because I told them I would call them when we started up again, so I have to call.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I was going to say, we've got you.
Yeah, me with a bad back. I don't know how much I'm going to be.
Well,
oh, man.
You're probably better than me with a good back.
Oh, I was sitting in a chair the other day, and I got up. Oh, man. I'm going to see the guy.
Who are you going to see?
His name's Patriarch. He's on Old Liverpool Road. I like him. I've had really, really good luck with him.
I go to Croucher twice a month.
Yeah.
Just to stay on top of things.
Yeah, that's what I haven't done, and that's what I have to do. So. Okay. What's Cindy got to say tonight?
Just waiting for all the intelligent, great remarks coming from the board tonight.
That might take a while.
I hope you heard something here in the last half hour.
The work session like this, and it was very interesting. Very interesting.
That's how the sausage is made.
Pardon me?
That's how the sausage is made.
That might not be the best analogy, Jim.
The James Treasure?
The James Treasure. The man, the myth, the legend.
Does he know this isn't a planning board meeting?
Well, it leads to a planning board meeting if things are done right.
I didn't fill out that form.
Oh, yeah, what is B?
I should go get it and do it now, right?
I didn't fill it out when I came in.
Did you do the other one, though? You did the other one.
We can jump into
you did one.
I did the one for my badge. I didn't do the one.
Oh, totally.
I didn't fill the code.
Yeah. Then I'll take it.
I asked Al just what B was.
What are we talking about?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'll have him explain it when we get on the camera.
How are you doing?
We're almost ready.
Aren't you glad you said something?
Yeah, this would take about 60 seconds if you want me to just explain it now, or do you want to explain it in the...
No, let's explain it on camera so people can hear it. Otherwise, Ms. Clark will be calling me up. Why didn't you explain that?
That's right.
Okay. Are we ready to go?
Awesome.